that he regretted the fact that this prize this time, the Man Booker Prize this time, was open to Americans, that it was better as a sort of Commonwealth thing, separate from America and American culture. Where do you stand on that?
Well, Peter Carey is the greatest Australian writer, and he, like me, grew up in a country that was a colony of the mind, where we didn't have our own culture. Australian publishing really is only about 40 years old. Australian film, Australian television, Australian music, all these things are younger than I am. And so you, when you grow up in that sort of world, you're acutely conscious of how fragile a thing it is. The previous Australian winners, Tom Keneally and Peter Carey, them winning the Booker was seminal moments for Australian culture. It marked a point at which people grew in confidence about their stories, their capacity, and their worth on the world stage. So I think Peter's very rightly concerned about the dangers for smaller cultures. Myself, I think that literature throughout its history has tended to come from the edges, from Flaubert writing in about Madame Bovary in Normandy and being asked to come to Paris by one of his friends and saying if he comes to Paris, he'll be garlanded and you'll breathe the air of life. And Flaubert writes back, your garlands are smeared with shit and the air smells terrible. You know, he said something like that, hearts rise and fall no less in Normandy than in Paris. To Joyce writing about Dublin in Trieste, to Marquez writing about Macondo in Mexico City. Again and again, great literature seems to so often come from the edges. And it's hard to know what the direction the prize has taken, what it will mean. But
you seem to be suggesting that actually you wouldn't go as far then as Peter Carey, that actually you think it won't damage literature in those areas if the Americans are involved.
The hope is that it opens it up to more voices from the edges, and if it does that, then it has done a very, very good thing. And perhaps we think too little of ourselves sometimes and too much of cultures like America.
Uh-huh. Richard Flanagan, thank you very much. Congratulations, and thank you for joining us this morning.